You've got it. You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 24th day of February right now, 2013, on this Sunday Live edition. And the news is so incredibly grave that I'm probably going to be very, very calm and focused on the broadcast. It's that bad. Only the very worst news confirmed in triplicate can get me to settle down because it's so shocking. My mind tends to race, as listeners know. Many of you victims of it. But it is Sunday, and it is the 24th day. And we have a Department of Justice memo by the, quote, research institute within the Justice Department that is officially advising and creating the fake recommendations that we know will be a regurgitation of what the global crime syndicate's done worldwide for the, quote, president to act on. And this is the real basis, of their plan. Just like the UN treaty is open-ended, just like Obamacare is open-ended, but then they have governing agreements and accords and meetings and understandings that surround the different global governance operations. Remember, the disgraced head of the EPA had to step down a few months ago because she had a double set of books, a double set of files, a double set of names, and a separate system to communicate with the giant Environmental Protection Agency and the major corporations that basically own it and use it to only selectively shut down their competition. Your mom and pop, or you're a pro-America, pro-liberty operation, you're not an inside globalist, you refuse to sell out for peanuts, they're going to try to come after you. It's the same old story that every society's faced throughout history. Our forebears, the Revolutionary War, was all about the same thing. Monopoly men, combines, insiders. Now, that said, we've got a very clear picture here today of their battle plan. We have the 2 billion bullets. We have the paper targets ordered by Homeland Security per their request of children and women and old people, all of them white. That's the new threat, is the white Al-Qaeda. If you're white, you're basically Al-Qaeda. And I'm not joking when I say that. I'm going to explain today politically how that works after I cover the gun news. It's invoking racial division. So we're going to describe where that whole system's going, because the system's already demonized blacks and others and already basically sold the culture on treating them like they're all criminals. So now they're just going to move on to the main enchilada, the dwindling, dying Western culture, and the system believes it's now time just to bring that down entirely. It's a Agenda 21 consolidation operation. So we're going to be covering that news, the veterans. So they bought 2 billion rounds of ammo for us, hollow point, illegal for warfare. They've got drones operating domestically now, as we told you they would. They've got targets of American general citizens. They're training the military publicly for that with Brigade Homeland. The veterans, by the hundreds of thousands now, it's undoubtedly just, I heard people in a store today talking about how they got the letter before they even knew I was standing behind them. It was at Academy. Buying some more ammo. And then you integrate that in with the new news, DOJ memo, outlaw and confiscate all guns. They say in the memo only 30-something people died in mass shootings. That's true. Of 87, only 34, 33 were real, and not gang members killing each other. And so let's just ban everything. So we're going to come back with that right now.
Your can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I hope you are listening carefully on this Sunday edition, the 24th day of February 2013. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday evening, 4 to 6 Central, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time as well, coming to you from the heart of the resistance to tyranny, Austin, Texas. Thank you again for joining us worldwide, listening on the satellites, the internet, the audio streams at InfoWars.com, the video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. And InfoWarsNews.com, and of course, over 150 AM and FM affiliates. It's actually more than that. We're compiling an accurate list across the United States. Thank you again for joining us on this Sunday edition. I will tell you, I've got some big surprises coming up this week on the weekday show. In fact, 95% chance we're going to break some news this week that'll be one of the biggest stories in the country. I mean, I got the fish up the boat with the net about to get, I mean, it's a big national news story, investigative report, behind the scenes, hidden cameras, you name it. And I'm not holding my breath on it, though, because I notice if you do that, it jinxes it. And it's dangerous, too. And so if that fish breaks the line, I won't be too sad. But if I get it in the boat, we're going to display it here on air. Just know that. Just know that. It should be Wednesday or Thursday. And you know, I don't usually even tell you when something big's coming, but it's big. In the words of Mike Adams, he knows about it, it could bring down Skynet. All right. The point is, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. That said, separately, there's some big surprises Tuesday. And it's not just Michael Savage, second, third, you can debate, most popular talk show host in the country after Rush Limbaugh. Is it George Norrie? Is it Michael Savage? The point is, very interesting person. Had a chance to, I've reached out to him. His people reached out to us. We had a nice talk a couple days ago on Thursday for about 25 minutes. Just as intelligent and thought-provoking on the phone. Probably more so. It was pretty wild talking to Michael Savage. That is exciting. Very exciting. So he's going to be on the show breaking some big suppressed news as well on Tuesday. And something else is happening on Tuesday just as big. But I'm going to leave it. Next week is just absolutely jam-packed. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the video stream site for the nightly news and the video we feed on the radio show, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. Where to start? Where to start? This news is so big we're about to cover that I don't even feel worthy to bring you this information. That's all I can say. I have in front of me here, for those watching on TV, but this is all posted up at InfoWars.com. Let me just read to you a few headlines here. How about that? Let me just have the headlines say it for themselves. And this is official. The NRA has released this. The Justice Department has responded, saying, well, yeah, that is what our experts are recommending. Total gun ban of the American people. All guns to be turned in. They go on and admit assault weapons aren't even used in a lot of crimes. 30-something people died in actual mass shootings. If you want to stop all gun violence, I guess technically, if no one had guns, 5,000 years ago, there wasn't any gun crime. Just ban all guns. So that's what they officially want to do. And a lot of people say, well, we knew Obama as a state senator wrote this in the Chicago Tribune in an interview where he had to send in his answers to their questions in a candidate forum. He did it in three other papers. Said just abolition of firearms, nobody should be able to buy them. The current attorney general is deputy attorney general under Clinton, said he believed in abolition. That means total banning of civilian ownership of firearms. That's a quote. I can play for you, Dianne Feinstein. I can play for you clips back in the early 90s when he wrote the bill that would ban all semi-autos. And, of course, that's the current vice president who was a senator at the time, a senator. Biden wrote that and said that, and we'll play some of those clips. So people are going to be like, well, we already know this, Alex. Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. The general public doesn't know that. They think Obama really wants to save kids at that school and was really crying. They don't know they've done this worldwide and taken the guns to enslave people. They don't know that the UN treaty says it's so the state is all-powerful. Quote, the civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Therefore, there must be a total abolition worldwide of individuals outside of government having any type of firearm. I mean, it's July 7th, 2001, UNIDIR, UN website. And the treaty they're trying to pass in a month, in a couple days, next March. The treaty is very open-ended, like Obamacare, but then you have to read the interpretations of in the code. Just like we said, hey, there's death panels in here. Hey, there's a giant increase in payroll tax for anybody who works, $22,000 and up. It does let the government cut health care. Hey, it does double premiums the first year. All that's now happening. It was written by a bunch of foreign insurance companies to gang rape you. All of healthcare doubling this year. Just type in premiums double on average in 2013, AP Reuters. And they say it's a good thing. It's a ripoff. It's not free healthcare unless you're an illegal alien who's here to drive down the wages. So that's what's going on. And so understand, I'm so sick of hearing, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. It's not that bad. I was at Academy today. Big sporting goods store chain in Texas. We live outside Texas. Because my parents were coming over to do some 22 shooting with the children I live out in the country, and I just didn't have a lot of 22 ammo. I was like, wow, I left it out at my parents' ranch in East Texas, big case of it. And so I went to Academy, and I'm walking along, and I'm looking at ear protection and stuff, some extra ear protection, some extra targets, and I hear around the corner people going, yeah, no, my cousin, no, I heard Alex Jones talk about it, but I called. My cousin just got the letter saying he has to turn his guns in. He's a veteran, hasn't even been adjudicated mentally ill. Or what's the term they use in the official memo going out to many veterans? It looks like a large percentage of veterans from World War II right through to current serving people that have just gotten out. It's a purge of the military. They're done with your service now. You fought for the empire long enough. So I hear the guy going, yeah, no, it's true. He got the letter from the VA, which is official. It's in the news, saying, turn your guns in now. You have been ruled. You have been, what's the exact quote? Determination of incompetence. Yes, so you've been ruled incompetent. If you get disability, even like a hurt back, now you can't have a gun. And you're like, well, there's no law to do that. They don't care. They want to start a civil war. So I'm all over the map here at the start of the broadcast. I mean, it is blowing me away. So I hear him talking, and then I walk around, and nobody knows I'm there. And I'm sitting there, and the gun counter is up and around the corner, but I hear people talking, and I'm looking at some other stuff, putting my putting some shotgun shells and other stuff in my cart. Some 22 shells were behind the counter. And so all that's going on, and I hear somebody going, oh, it's not that bad. This is just a panic is why everybody's almost sold out of guns and ammo. It's not that bad. And I hear the other two guys behind the counter go, no, 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 no. They've got bills introduced all over the country at the state and federal level to ban all semi-autos. And I walk around the corner, and there's like 14, 15 people. They're trying to buy guns and ammo. A couple Hispanic families with their grandma, they're buying guns. A couple white families, an old black guy buying guns. And guess what? They were all listeners. They were all having this big debate up there. And I'm not bragging about the show. It's just getting amazing when everyone but one guy behind the counter, who seemed pretty freaked out that, I mean, I started talking to him saying, can I see that shotgun? He was like, oh. It was really weird. I was like, oh, never mind. This guy was speechless in my presence. But that went on today. At Academy. And then a manager came over and said he was a listener as I was leaving. But that's not the big news. The point is people are talking about the gun confiscation move. And so the government wants to leave it ambiguous, like, is it happening? Is that the goal? The point is you could probably argue some gun restrictions to, you know, for people to be safer, hypothetically, if they didn't really want to just take our guns. See, the issue is they want to confiscate them, so they're disingenuous. That's why no more gun laws. Repeal the ones that are there. They only affect law.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988, celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, do I get apologies from people that said I was fear-mongering and the federal government wasn't going to try to confiscate our guns and that Obama wouldn't try to take the guns in a second term? Because socialists and authoritarians throughout the last 200 years have always taken the firearms from any group they want to enslave. And only the U.S. and Switzerland have a real bona fide Second Amendment style right to keep and bear arms. Everywhere else, they've taken them and they have an exact blueprint. And so when you're historically informed and the media's up there going, nobody wants your guns, that's ridiculous. As the legislation is introduced in now 15 states to ban all semi-autos and make you turn them in, New York has passed bills where they're setting up checkpoints and they have license plate readers and they're ransacking veterans' vehicles with no criminal records and finding over 10-round mags, you're charged with felonies. That's in the news. So when the globalists get a chance, who do they target? Law-abiding people with no criminal records the morning after the governor signed that bill. He signed it the day it passed last month. And they were instantly on the road wanting to make examples out of people. It was in the news, in New York News. We covered it a few weeks ago. Just type in veterans being arrested in New York for guns and clips. You'll see all, and they say, we want to make examples. Yeah, we knew they wouldn't know. Didn't matter. Three felony counts for three magazines. They want law-abiding citizens in their gulags. Now, a lot of police, now over 400 sheriffs, was 300 and something last week. Oath Keepers has got a list on their site. Over 400 sheriffs. We've got a clip coming up from a sheriff interview this week of Milwaukee County that made national news, where he said, look, it's going to be the second American Revolution. And he's not going to be part of taking the guns. A, because he'll get shot, and his deputies will, but B, and most importantly, because it's in the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. So it's amazing. Now, if you just joined us, let me just read these headlines to you and then get to these audio and video clips for everybody out there to back up what I'm saying. DOJ memo, outlaw and confiscate all firearms. When you read the memo, it says, look, assault weapons aren't what are causing the problem. It's guns, period, and it's time to have a forced buyback of everything. And it describes how they did it in Australia, up at Infowars.com right now. And it's also in the Associated Press. In fact, guys, I hit print out there right before the show. There's a bunch of articles that are still in the printer. If I can have those, the AP article, thank you. Because the AP's like, yeah, the NRA is attacking the president, saying this memo proves that gun control doesn't work. They spin the whole thing. In the memo, they say, well, assault weapons, you can go read it right now. It's only 3 pages long. Assault weapons really aren't used in many crimes. Let's just ban everything. And that's our recommendation. And this is how we need to do it. I mean, it is incredible. So here are the headlines. DOJ memo, outlaw and confiscate all Americans' guns. All Americans' guns. Yeah, everything's fine, though. Here it is. Summary of select firearm violence prevention strategy. National Institute of Justice Deputy Director. This is for the President's Task Force. And this is what their real plan has always been. This is a regurgitation of everything they tried before. Okay? So we're going to be getting into that today and reading over the sections. Let's look at this little stack here. Feds buy 2 billion rounds of ammunition. That's from Breitbart and WorldNet Daily. Yeah, it's up from 1.6 billion to now over 2 billion. 2 billion rounds of ammunition in the last 14 months. Armored vehicles and their hollow points that are illegal for warfare under the Geneva Convention. They've got to be ball ammo. And they're for the American people, and the military is training for Homeland Security domestic operations. And then remember this story we broke last Monday, and people didn't believe it. It didn't become national news till Wednesday when the company put out a press release. We called them. The rest of the media just said it can't be true. Pregnant women, five-year-old children, old people, women in the shower. And it says no hesitation for the new target. All of them white, all of them not traditional criminals, you know, like the bad guy, whether they're white, black, whatever, with a gun to a woman's head. No, it's now saying that it is the general public. And that would be like if somebody said, well, Obama might hypothetically commit a crime. Let's have Obama shooting targets. If I said that and said I was proposing that, the Secret Service would show up here tomorrow. Guaranteed. And by the way, I'm not proposing that. But the issue is, just like the WWE came out last week and said, you know, that basically the Tea Party's racist and their new bad guy is a Tea Partier who wants to have national sovereignty in the Constitution, and the good guy is a Mexican from Mexico who defeats him. And the WWE came out with a press release this week and said, yeah, the new villain is not the Iraqi Iron Sheik, it's not the Ayatollah Khomeini, it's white Southern gun owners. What did Al Sharpton say? What did Congressman Rangel say just 2-3 weeks ago? They both said, we've got to overcome the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Southerners. And they're branding it like only Southerners and who are white want the Second Amendment. What do the Homeland Security memos say? The number one terror threat is returning veterans, then it's constitutionalists, libertarians, Republicans, Christians who believe in the second coming of Christ. I'm not making this up. You know that's been in the news for years. We broke it when a federal marshal and then the state police separately out of Missouri in one case sent me the documents. People didn't believe that for 5 days. It was so bombshell. We now have official Department of Justice memo recommendations for total gun ban and banning them and making you hand in your guns. Forget just the semi-auto. Turn them all in. Go read the memo. Go read it right now. And it's not even a big media issue. This broke Friday after I was on the air. I didn't even hear about it till yesterday. And I went and read the memo, and it's worse than what the NRA is even saying. I'm going to play their video by their executive director, Chris Cox, where he breaks this down and says, look, this isn't about reducing gun violence. They want to ban our guns for control. Absolutely. Remember, it's all disingenuous. In fact, we had a poster up, we'll find it during the break, Paul Watson wrote about it Friday, of a 1918 communist takeover of Russia sign where it said, comrades, turn your guns in. And it shows a soldier having the citizens turn their guns in. And then Lenin killed about 10 million people the next 5 years, and then another 8 or 9 million the next 10 years, and then Stalin got in. Whoa, 35 million people conservatively. By then, it was a death penalty. It was just 5 years hard labor, 10 years hard labor, depending on if you got caught with a gun, citizens. People in Siberia with wolves and polar bears couldn't have a gun. And they would come and put you in a forced labor camp. Well, when Stalin got in, he said, listen, you got a gun, I'm going to kill you. What did Mao do? He had a death penalty for citizens with guns. He said, political power grows out of the barrel of a gun, so I got the guns and you don't. See, that's what 1776 is all about. So when we come back, I haven't even skimmed the edge of this iceberg. Federal government moves to disarm veterans. They're sending what appears to be hundreds of thousands of letters out saying, period, veterans can no longer own guns. I'm not joking. Even when you haven't had a mental adjudication, this is incredible, and they're preparing for gun confiscation.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday. We are live. It is 4:34 Central Time. I know we're aired all across the United States and even other countries and re-aired on stations. across the United States says, well, thank you for joining us. John Bound put that little audio video piece together earlier in the week when we saw the surreal report that Paul Watson put together and broke that was national news, that one of the biggest contractors for Homeland Security was requested by Homeland Security to put out $2 million worth of paper targets of women holding children, women in their bathrobe, five-year-old children, not as what to not shoot. It said on there, on their site, as what to shoot. And it was so surreal. It was kind of like 5 years ago, we saw a Department of Homeland Security meeting record where they were proposing, one of their deputy directors, that yes, everyone wear taser bracelets to get on a plane. And the company that they were associated with, of course, it's all about making money, had a video showing what it would be like when we all wear a taser bracelet. So if we were bad, they hit a button and electroshock and basically taser everyone. And people thought that was a joke. And then the news called other news outlets and found out it was real. Yes, yes, 2 billion rounds have been bought the last 14 months. Yes, they're hollow point. Yes, they're training on you. Yes, you're the target. Yes, the Homeland Security says the new threat is domestic extremist, i.e. right-wingers. We have a president coming trying to start a civil war in our country, in our face. Wow, is that a New York Times actually reported on it? Want some torture with your peanuts? Yeah, that was the Washington Times actually covered it at the time, yeah, after we did, July 1st, 2008. Yeah, the electroshock. The senior government official with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has expressed great interest in a so-called safety bracelet that would serve as a stun gun similar to that used by police, according to this promotional video found on Lampard Less Lethal, Inc. website, and then it goes through the Homeland Security meetings. That's great. Let me get to the other news. If I back up everything I say, I'll never get to it all. Folks, if you hear me say something, just search engine it. I'm not making it up, okay? I know it sounds insane. There is a company. Monday, we broke it. Tuesday, they came out and said, yes, it's real, but Homeland Security requested these of children to be shot. Says to be shot. These are targets. Not to shoot. People were calling on Tuesday and Wednesday going, you mean these are targets of what not to shoot? No, it says these are targets to be shot. They're all holding guns in their hands. And then they say, well, maybe somebody will be out there, you know, with a gun, so we have to train with them. Okay, well then, you could say hypothetically Obama will become a criminal. And so we need Obama targets. No, we don't. And I'm not saying we do. The point is that it's a way to define the enemy. So 2 billion rounds of ammo, hollow point for the citizens, training for door-to-door gun confiscation, the new army manuals for gun confiscation. You've got all of this. DHS contractor apologizes for selling shooting targets of children, offensive cutouts depicting pregnant women gun owners in residential settings removed from website, but doesn't mean they're not going to sell them to Homeland Security. You just can't buy them. We actually did put an order in, but we'll see if they come. Company behind shooting targets of children received $2 million from DHS. Contracts were for training aids. DHS supplier provides shooting targets of American gun owners. There you go. Okay. Now, all of that said, let me give you the other news that I've been mentioning. Do you understand the magnitude of what you're hearing here today? How big this is? DOJ memo, outlaw and confiscate all firearms. And this is the DOJ think tank that is running the commission that recommends what the president should do. And you've heard Feinstein say, if she could get the votes, she would ban all your semi-autos. We're going to play that again in a moment. But this is what's going on. And then I start getting frantic calls this week. And then we find a whole bunch of law firms and sites posting the letter saying, yes, our veteran clients are getting these. And then I opened the phones up Friday, and they were filled with vets who haven't even been adjudicated as mentally ill. Who some of them have physical stuff like an amputated leg. And CPS is showing up at their house trying to take their kids. Now, they're being given letters. We have copies of the letters up at Infowars.com saying a determination of incompetency will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or ammunition. They're even saying your wife isn't allowed to own a gun now. If you knowingly violate any of these prohibitions, you'll be fined, imprisoned, or both, pursuant to the Brady Handgun Prevention Act. Publication number 103-159 is implemented at 18 United States Code 924A2. Now, of course, this has been on the books for decades, but not in this implementation where they just mail you a letter and say, turn your guns in. The ATF is now telling gun shops what to do outside of law. Just like Obama says, I'll shut down power plants without a law. I'll put our troops under NATO without a law. Remember what he said in the State of the Union a few weeks ago? He said, I'll do whatever I want on cybersecurity and on power plants, on carbon taxes. They got a name for that. I don't need a stinking Congress. I don't need no stinking courts. The courts have been ruling against Obama. Doesn't care, just ignores them. Bureaucracy ignores them. They do whatever they want now. That's called tyranny. And I don't think Obama is trying to become a dictator. The presidency, the office, is becoming a dictatorial power grid, a switch to be controlled by special interest, who are a bunch of foreign megabanks that want to sign us onto their debts. So, they're buying billions of rounds of ammo. They're trying to confiscate our guns. It's in the Army manuals. The top memos that we're going to read and cover here after the break say, just ban the guns, period. Have them turned in like other countries. Unbelievable. They're telling veterans, get ready to turn their guns in. All of this is going on. Here's the headlines. Congress to begin gun control debate this week. Boom, senators near a deal on background checks for all gun purchases. That means when you transfer them to family. That means when you buy one from a neighbor, which is a registration for confiscation, which is what the memo says. That's what's amazing. The think tank for the Justice Department says, we got to get these registered and then phase two, order them all turned in, and we got to put it on the tax form, on the IRS tax form, and guess what? The bill's introduced in Congress. You want to search something, bill introduced in Congress for tax exemption for gun buyback. Gun buyback put in IRS bill. We'll pull it up from 3 weeks ago. So that's, see, when you have knowledge, not only is it in this memo from the Justice Department, which the president says he wants to follow, so he can act like, oh, we just got the idea to ban your guns. They say, we'll have to have a buyback, though, at market value. Of course, that'll be whatever they determine, and then you go turn your magazines and rifles in. But then this goes on to just say, ban them all. And see, here's AP. AP spins it. Officer.com carries the AP article. NRA uses DOJ memo to accuse Obama on guns, because the memo admits there's only 30-something actual mass shootings, and assault weapons really aren't used in hardly any crimes, so we just ought to ban everything. So the media spins one part of the memo where they admit it's about gun confiscation, but they spin it like, oh, well, the NRA is pointing out that, you know, assault weapons aren't used in a lot of crime. The big elephant in the room is the gun confiscation. So we're now turning into Death Race 2000 or something, where only the government has the guns and human life has no value, and there's bonus points for killing women and kids and old people. We'll be back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The second hour is only about 13 minutes away, and after the news, we'll be back and take your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us specifically on the moves to disarm veterans outside of judicial law, just fraudulently through intimidation and lies and misinterpretation of the Brady Act. I want to get your take on that. I want to get your take on the Justice Department memo that's advising the president to just ban all guns outright. Just go right to confiscation. The company hired by Homeland Security, one of the biggest paper target makers in the U.S., $2 million in 2012 and millions this year, it looks like, for paper targets of little kids and people to shoot. You cannot make up the bizarreness of all this. Here's the toll-free number. I want to hear from you on the subject of the Second Amendment, because if it goes, everything goes, and it ties right into the deception of these people saying, we don't want your guns, as they move forward to do it. It's amazing. That right there shows the criminality and discredits them and their whole agenda. This should blow up in their face politically. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. 2539. That's a different number than the weekday show because we run the whole show ourselves here. Okay, in this short segment, let me get to all these clips backing up what I was just saying, okay? And all the articles, all the info is at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Right now, they're all up there on the site. And it's shocking for me it's moving this quick, but you've got to understand they've already scripted and cast libertarians and American patriots and conservatives as the enemy. And in sitcoms and dramas and the WWE, everywhere on Hawaii Five-0, the new season. It's always the evil right-wingers are shooting cops. They are preparing for Homeland Security to go after us, and there's no way they'll get away with it if we stand up to them and point out what despicable criminals they are. The Obama administration and staging Fast and Furious, that's criminal. And all the other crimes they've committed, the energy companies, the scams, the Chicago Mafia. The Chicago Mafia basically runs this country now. I mean, I cannot overstate how bad things are. But admitting that, sometimes when stuff gets so bad, it can flip back real quick. And it doesn't mean Republicans are good either, but my goodness. I mean, America, wake up and get out of your coma. Stuff is getting crazy. Crazy. And sure, I just knew about the stuff they were doing before you did, so I sounded crazy. Not because I'm crazy, they're crazy tyrants, so I'm reporting on it. If you were looking at a mirror of something really ugly, you'd think the mirror was ugly. I'm like the mirror. I'm only showing you what they're doing. I'm not the one doing this. I know it sounds crazy, but it's happening. History's crazy. Now let's go to this first clip. Here is Chris Cox, the executive director of the NRA. They released this Friday night, talking about the fact that this memo admits that there's very few crimes committed with assault weapons, so why do they want to ban them? But in the memo is the rest of the story where it says, let's just confiscate, and that's their real plan once they register. So let's go ahead and go to that clip.
President Obama gives a good speech, and when you listen to him talk about new gun laws, you may think he sounds reasonable. But what happens when you look at the details behind the president's policies? How would they actually work? Let's look at what Obama's own experts have to say. This internal Justice Department memo says, quote, an assault weapons ban is unlikely to have an impact on gun violence. Unlikely, that is, unless it comes with something else. Obama's experts say that a gun ban, like the one being debated right now in Congress, will not work without mandatory gun buybacks. Mandatory gun buyback. That's government confiscation of legal firearms owned by honest citizens. And what about Obama's call for universal background checks? His own experts wrote that the effectiveness of universal background checks depends on, quote, requiring gun registration. Requiring gun registration with the federal government. That's an illegal abuse of privacy and freedom unprecedented in our history. So, the Obama administration believes a gun ban will not work without mandatory gun confiscation. And universal background checks will not work without requiring national gun registration. Still think President Obama's proposals sound reasonable? Call Congress and tell them to reject President Obama's gun control agenda and to get serious about protecting our kids, prosecuting criminals, and fixing our broken mental health system.
Yeah, the answer to all of this is put more people on psychotropics than in almost every case they're on. And the insert says makes you commit mass murder and suicide at higher levels. I mean, it's megalomania, violent, psychotic activity. I mean, it says it. It's not like that's our opinion. That's been admitted for 20 years since they approved it. I guess more than 20 years. Man, I'm getting old. 1981. 30 years. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to another clip. This is a short one. Dianne Feinstein on 60 Minutes, the senator whose main bill Obama's trying to pass, saying if she can get the votes, she will physically ban them. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your semi-autos. Here it is.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
Okay, now I'm going to get to the rest of the clips here in a moment. I had a sheriff of Milwaukee County on a few days ago. He said it'll cause the second American Revolution. That made national news. I'm going to get to Michael Moore saying, don't own guns, get a dog for protection when he has bodyguards and guns himself. Now, I was down at the Piers Morgan thing in New York, but also in Houston, in Katy a few weeks ago. They're covering it when he was down there. And I saw Ted Nugent drive through, waved at him. He rolled down the window and said, I'll kick their butt for you, and drove in to the building where I'd been earlier. They're at the Tactical Firearms, And a fella called in saying he was Ted Nugent, who's been on the show probably 10 times in the last 15 years or so. In fact, I've been trying to get him on lately. Somebody called in saying they're Ted Nugent. And I said, okay, ask him, because I don't have time. I couldn't talk to him just now and run out there and find out who they are and make sure it's Ted. I said, ask him what he drove into the Piers Morgan thing in Houston in. And he said, my pilot's cruddy gray SUV. So it's either Ted Nugent or it's somebody that was there and knew. So I'm very excited to get Uncle Ted on with us. If it's Uncle Ted, I'll recognize his voice. Is that Uncle Ted?
Alex, greetings from the self-evident truth army that supports everything you do, man.
That was
definitely me in that cruddy SUV, and I'm just calling to let you know that those of us who dance on the skull of Piers Morgan ought to communicate more often, because you did God's work, man, and I'm calling in to say thank you.
Well, no, I want to thank you. Hey, I know you're a busy guy, but when can I get you on the show?
We need to do it soon. I'm really, really busy these days. I just happened to have a wonderful dinner with my daughter in Houston. I got in my truck on my way back home to Waco, and I heard you coming on the air with the new telephone number, so I dialed it. I figured I'd just jump in and say hello.
Well, listen, can you do maybe 10 minutes with us while you're driving?
Yeah, I think as long as I got a signal, I'd be more than happy to, because what you're celebrating and what you're sharing with the radio listeners out there is indisputable, it's irrefutable, and I got to thank you, because it's so late in coming that those of us with the balls and the inside view of the criminality of this government right now, the unprecedented abuse of power and corruption and fraud and deceit by the Chicago gangster scammer Acorn in chief, it's so diabolical that I just wanted to say thank you from the trenches.
No, please don't thank me, sir. We want to get your take on this, and we're going to break. We're going to come back, start the next hour, maybe do 10, 15 minutes with you until your phone fades. Get Ted Nugent while you can here, because it's Wango Tango. It's a free-for-all. Got a rock and roll band. One of my favorite rock stars and one of my favorite patriots, Ted Nugent, calling in. We're going to break here in about a minute, sir. But what do you make of the NRA getting this memo that the Department of Justice didn't want out, that they want to physically take the guns? Couldn't this be their Waterloo if we use it?
Well, you know, I would like to think so if logic ruled the day and Americans were more engaged. But I think the apathy is still the number one curse in America, Alex. I don't think there's enough of us engaged. I would like to think that the most participatory, we the people, experimenters and self-government are indeed the Second Amendment community. But we still only represent maybe, 4%, 5%, 6% of the actual gun lovers and the gun owners and the freedom lovers of this country. So I would hope that this kind of danger sign, but if we haven't demanded accountability for Benghazi or Fast and Furious and all the other criminal acts by this regime, then I'm afraid I don't have hope that this will be a motivator itself.
No, you're right. That's what tyrants do. They get you used to putting up with their crap, and then pretty soon you're in Nazi Germany. Second hour coming up. I know you're staying tuned. It's Ted Nugent. Straight ahead for the next 10, 15 minutes, then your calls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.